Yeah. James couldn't get anybody else to do it, so he said, "Dad, come and help." Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 84 says, "How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul yearns, it even pines, and it's homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out, and they sing for joy to the living God." Yeah, the sparrow has fallen, has found a house, excuse me, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those who dwell in your house and your presence. And they will be singing your praises all day long. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart are on the highways of Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, they may make it a place of springs, and the early rain also fills the pools with blessings, and they go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appear before God in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God. Behold, our shield, the King, as the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper and stand at the threshold in the house of God than to dwell at ease in the tents of the wickedness. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Remember, thank God for who he is. Because he is. Amen? And a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 years anywhere else. Lord, this is true. This is what we believe. This is what we will stand on. A moment. I was praying in the night the other night, and I don't pray all night. I pray briefly when I wake up. But I was, and I was thinking, you know, I could never spend enough time with God. You know, if we love the Lord, then we can never spend enough time with him. And yet, that's a praise. That's not a curse. But the enemy tries to turn it into that. And we imagine that, you know, we haven't spent enough time. And if we haven't spent enough time, then God can't be pleased with us. And yet, so it's never enough. We never spend enough time. And yet, a moment is more than enough to accomplish abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. A moment. Because you see, God is impressed by faith, not by eloquence. There isn't a time, I can't find a place in the Bible that tells us how much time is the right amount of time. And I have read of the old prayer warriors and evangelists that, you know, I think they said that Martin Luther said he had to pray 4 hours a day before the day started. And you know, if you get yourself comparing with that and measuring by that, you could wonder, am I really a Christian? But the Bible says everybody who believes. And that's not for an easy believism, and that's not for, you know, just making it a small thing. But the thing is that God loves you. And he can work with a moment. And I think last week, maybe a week before, we were talking about when you have a moment, take the moment. If you take enough moments, you might discover that you spent a lot of time with the Lord. And who's to say what's quality time and what isn't quality time? You know, I guarantee you, John will be praying today on that roof. And Vicky will be praying today for him on that roof. And we'll be praying for him. And we will pray. But there's not a time that says, you know, Larry Lee for 20 years was talking about pray for an hour, and he used the Lord's Prayer as a guideline to pray for an hour, and had little cards and had everything, you know. And then Larry Lee fell off the face of the earth. Was there something wrong with what he said? No, there wasn't. Not at all. But things got in the way. So even praying for an hour, you can fall apart, right? Praying for 2 hours, you can fall apart. Praying for 3 hours, you can fall apart. Praying for 4 hours, you can fall apart. Keep your eyes on the Lord. That's the major thing. You know? Because even though in our hearts it's good to have the attitude, I can never spend enough time with the Lord. But every moment I'm awake, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will say, thank you, Lord. And so with that in my mind, I was thinking, and then the other morning as I was praying, Paul said, and pray always for all the saints. And so I said, help them all, Lord. And it was as though I could see in the Spirit, it was just a picture from God, of, like he took the words off my lips. And then he took that prayer and he distributed it everywhere. Yeah, that's about what I said afterwards. How simple is that? How easy is it for God that I could literally just see in the Spirit him taking what I thought was just kind of throwing something up, pray for all of them, okay, I'll answer what the Word says, I'll pray. And God took the prayer and distributed it. Every time we pray, God distributes it. And we might pray for one person and God distributes that to others because they need it as well. James's crew probably aren't the only people working on a steep place today. And so God says, that's good. I'm going to use that here, 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 and here. Somebody's praying for you. And you're praying for a lot of people you don't know. Let that be an encouragement to you. That a moment with God, a moment. You know, I look and when I look back at me before I knew Christ, he was always faithful to me. But I think now, back when first we came to know him, I think of how much that meant to him that we came to know him. And how much it means to him that you have come to know him. How much it means to him that we're here together. We never know. You know, for me, it's like I say, the only reason really that I can see to spend any time on Facebook is to put something out there that somebody might see. A scripture, an encouragement. Try to get everybody who comes up on my thing that says they're having a birthday today, try to say happy birthday to them. Sometimes I even remember and I might see them on the street if they live in town, wish them happy birthday. To encourage one another, that's a big thing with God, encourage one another. When I drive down Bob and Levon's alley, I pray for them. Nothing eloquent. God bless them. Sometimes I stop because the door says they're open. They might as well put up a sign that says, steal anything you want, because you can't find them. Amen. But you know, it's good for us. The Bible says to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. To understand that it's not a continual process of measuring up, like God has some high measure. Notice that it said that Jesus went away and he prayed all night. It doesn't say how many hours he prayed. Because you know that there are people who have set their standard at, well, if you don't pray all night, you're not a Christian. Well, if I pray all night, guess what? I'm going to have to sleep all day. So then I never see anybody to share with them what the body has shared with me. But praise the Lord, if you are called to pray all night, pray all night. Please do. But you know, Jesus, when he came back to the disciples, did you notice that he never said to them, now boys, I've been praying all night. He didn't guilt them into it, but one time he did say, we're in a tough spot here. Couldn't you just pray for me for 1 hour? But it wasn't for him that he wanted them to pray, was it? It was for themselves. Pray that you don't fall into that temptation. If we think that the only time that we can pray and be productive is at a certain time and for a certain length, and anything shorter than the certain length is not going to end up making the production, you know. Sometimes you'll finish the job simply by saying, thank you, Lord. Sometimes you'll finish the job by just saying, I need you, Lord. Saying, help, Lord. Oftentimes the only thing he wants from you is to ask him to help somebody else, to save somebody else, to encourage somebody else. That, you know, why does he want our prayers? I don't know. But that's how he made it. Could he just distribute, help them, Lords, to people all over the world all by himself? Of course. And sadly, I think sometimes he has to. But he lets us get in on it. He lets us help. What a blessing it is to be allowed to help. When I get out of jail today, I think I'm going to run up there and watch those guys on the roof. And I'm going to ask for a hammer and a nail. I'm going to help. I'm going to drive a nail and drive off. And I helped. I helped. God doesn't need us, but he needs us. Because we complete his plan. And so, in our hearts, we just can never spend enough time, but we can take encouragement from that. You know? We can encourage ourselves with that. We can say, my heart just loves time with the Lord. In fact, I spend every day with the Lord. And every now and then, I change the world in a moment. It might have been somebody's moment Somebody that never even knew me might have seen me and looked at me and said, oh, Lord, he needs help. And that might have been the one that tipped the scales. It just might have been. Who knows? But it's good to think about those things. It's good to think how such an amazing and such a great and such a wonderful God who saved a wretch like me listens for my prayers. And he hears them. And he takes them from my lips. And he puts them where they need to go. Now, he doesn't ignore the one that I might have been praying for. But he knows a billion more that need that prayer. Just another. Just one more added on to a multitude more. And who knows when that scale tips and they come to the kingdom. Only God knows. But he doesn't guilt us into helping. He assures us, when you pray, I hear you. When you pray, I hear you. And I'm not listening to your prayer to see if you pray like somebody else. I'm listening to your prayer because your voice. Your voice. Just like he speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. When you speak, God hushes heaven. Listen. And once you've spoken, heaven erupts. There's a cloud of witnesses. Because what you say is important. And what you need is important. And what you care about is important. It's all important to God. And so while on the one hand, we in our hearts just... The devil wants us to make us feel like a failure because we aren't spending enough time. And God wants to make us feel like a success because we take a moment. Because we turn our eyes upon Jesus and we look full in his wonderful face. You know, when I look at his face right now, all I can see is the ceiling. I don't have a vision of God, but I'm looking for his face. And by faith, he's there. He's there. Do you know how it is when you look at someone? When they know that you are looking at them? Have you, I find, you know, there's still some people wearing masks. Every time I see a mask, I try to make eye contact with that person. No matter who they are, I try to make eye contact with them. I don't know why. Because I want to see them. You know? Try to imagine what goes with those eyes. I don't know, but it's also, as I make contact with people, I'm releasing the Spirit of God. Releasing the fruit of the Spirit. It's caring. I'm not looking at them and passing out, you're so stupid wearing a mask. It's not stupid. If you want to wear a mask, you should wear a mask. Maybe I want to look at their eyes and see if they're thinking, you're dangerous, you're running around without a mask. You're a murderer, you must be one of them white fascists. I want to make sure they're not mad at me. If they look like they're mad at me, maybe I would stop and say, I'm really sorry, I just... Jesus protects me. I don't get up in the morning with the attitude, nothing can touch me. I go to bed with that. And when I get up, I don't have to think about that. I'm not worried about it. But I need to care more about people. I care about people. But now that I've seen God distribute prayers, I think, well, man, I can. Seriously, when you drive past somebody on the road and you say, bless him, Lord, whoo, God puts it right on them. I don't know how God does those things, but I guarantee you he does. I'm not trying to start some new doctrine or a new theology here. Hey, everybody, you got to know this. You got to know this. But if it bears witness with your spirit and you can see it and it encourages you that, yeah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. Take the words from my mouth. Not by force, like a dentist takes a tooth, but let me pass words of encouragement. Let me pass words of healing. Let me pass words of praise that God can take and distribute and do well. Scripture tells us to guard our mouths. Be careful about what you let out. Yeah. Because I don't want God to have a whole bunch of stuff that he's got to go until he gets one that works. Yeah. Does it make sense? Lest we forget the simplicity that is Christ. You see, it's a simple, simple thing. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works that we might boast about it. You know? I'd have to tell you, sometimes I'm awake for hours at night and I only pray for moments. Because I'm thinking about things. And I catch myself thinking about things. And then I pray for a moment. And then I tell the Lord, I'm just going to rest in you, Lord. I'm just going to go to sleep. The next thing you know, I'm thinking about things. And it's just a vicious cycle. You know? It's like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to trust you, Lord. I don't want this in my mind. You know? Throw up a couple of prayers for other things. Do something constructive, Roger. And then I'm right back to that thinking about stuff. And finally, God has mercy on me, and I go to sleep. And then the cat comes and wants to talk to me. Lately, she's just been missing me in wee hours, you know. I step out the door, and she's looking at me. I walk to the back door so that she can go out. She walks to the edge of the kitchen. I open the back door. She looks at me and turns around and walks back to the table. I say, Morris, we got to quit this. Half hour later, she wants to do the same thing. Last night, early this morning, on the third one, she came, and now she thought maybe I would be in the mood to give her special food up on the dryer. That's where I catch her, and I put her outside. So that perhaps, that will be it. I appreciate she loves me. I appreciate, you know, I mean, it's fine and it's dandy. I finally, you know, the morning goes the way it's supposed to go. I get over to my chair to read my Bible. Here she comes, up on my lap, stretching toward me. See how I love you. I love you too. Why am I so kind to you? You keep waking me up. You know. Vicky has a gift. She just sleeps through it. Actually, she says she just can ignore it. I can't ignore it because I'm concerned that the cat's going to dig at the carpet. And then when Vicky gets up, then she's a little like, why did you ignore it? The cat. This cat's digging up my new carpet. I ain't going to let that happen. Well, do you think God's just going to let stuff happen to you? Do you think that he's going to ignore you or put you out because you bother him too much? No, he's not. Do you think that he's kind and loving? He does need you. He needs me. He needs us. He needs us. It doesn't make any sense. But he does. Maybe more than anything, he needs us to know that he needs us. Because that will keep us close. That's what he wants us, is close. Close to him. Where he can protect us. Where he can watch over us. You know, we really don't like Morris to go out because we don't want anything to happen to her. Winter's coming and she'll be pretty safe. She ain't messing with snow. But once it warms up, then she thinks she should go out. Well, before I go to sleep, which is okay. But whenever she goes out, Vicki and I, we always say, now be safe out there. We ask the Lord to keep her safe. And then when we get up in the morning, and Mia and I, don't you love to hear me about me and my pets? You know, when Mia and I go outside, then I whistle. And she comes. But sometimes it takes her longer to come. And if it takes her too long to come, then I'm wondering, what did she do? And about the time Mia and I get back in the house and I'm feeding Mia, I look out the window and she's out there looking, saying, what, you whistled? You should wait at the door. I should have that kind of faith in God. I should have that kind of confidence in God. I should have that kind of assurance with God. I tell her, I say, that's it, you're not getting your treat this morning. Do you think she gets her treat? Of course she gets her treat. I try not to, you know. She gets on my lap and she looks at me like that, and aren't you glad to see me? And I try not to think that. I try to think, why should I be so nice to you? You started my morning, why should I be nice to you as I'm petting her and loving her? See, we sometimes have the idea that, well, we haven't been perfect, and that God says, why should I be nice to you? But that's just not in his makeup. I have loved you with a love that's true, God says. You can't mess up God's love for you. Isn't that something? No matter what, you cannot mess up God's love for you. You can't overrule God's kindness. You can't overrule God's grace. You can't overrule any of that. Because if I can do that to my cat, how much more can God do that for you? How much more does he draw you close? How much more does he rejoice in a word? Rejoice in a recognition? Rejoice in an amen. You know? When I read my Bible, I say amen a lot of times. I say, ooh, I need that. I say, ooh. And then sometimes I say, okay, I pray for everybody, Lord. And so he showed me what that does. Because he knows everybody. He's outspreading it. That's touching people. And be encouraged by how many people you touch. And take confidence in God's ability to do abundantly above and beyond anything you can hope or imagine with your smallest act of faith. Because if you can believe, if I can believe, if we can believe, all things are possible. Every day that I wake up loving Jesus is a miracle. It just really is. I'm so thankful that he not only saved me, but he's kept me. He's kept me. You know, sometimes people run down. Sometimes they wear out. Sometimes they decide that it's enough. I spent enough time with God. I've done enough with God. They give up because something didn't go just right. Do you think that God just says, fine, I don't need you? No. Keep loving them. So we should too. But we should thank God that we love him. That he's kept us. That he hears us. That he desires us. That he watches over us to protect us and to deliver us. We got a lot to just say thank you for. You can't go wrong just saying, oh, thank you, Lord. Because if you can't think of what you're thanking him for, he's got some place to apply it. I'm forever grateful to you, Lord. And though I could never, ever, ever spend too much time with you, Lord, and though I sometimes think that I don't spend enough time with you, Lord, I take great comfort in knowing that even a moment is more than enough time to accomplish your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we're glad that you are with us always. And Holy Spirit, keep us aware of our close proximity to God so that we know that when we look to him for wisdom, when we call on him for help, when we pray to him for others, that he just takes that and puts it to work. We love you, Lord. Keep us loving you. Show us your ways and do, Lord. Teach us your path. In every moment of every day, lead us in the way that's everlasting. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen.